We kick off hour number three of the program live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. The phone lines here are brought to you by Eli Quorum with Keller Williams and his team with the Nextdoor Home Group. It's the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in. We got Philly up first as we kick off hour number three, final hour for us this week. What's up, Phil?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I have to eat some crow this morning.
Why is that?
Alcohol got the bucket last night in Maryville.
That was so I saw Will Warren. He's doing some high school picks and previews based on some algorithm he's found, and he had Maryville as like a half-point favorite, maybe, based on the simulation. And they did not play a clean game, as T-Carp said earlier, and still just thumped Alcoa.
Yeah, it could have been worse, but Alcoa had plenty of chances first half to do something and do it. I mean, come down, they were out-coached, outplayed, and they had a lot better quarterback, and actually a recipe to disaster.
Yeah, I was surprised when, because Alcoa got that big win in the mid-state early in the year, and it felt like they were, you know, really loaded big-time. Obviously, it's a big-time program. But you don't know how they stack up against the bigger schools, and I thought that was kind of a prove-it moment that they passed, and I thought that meant that they'd line up with Maryville and just go blow for blow. And, you know, on a different night, maybe they would have, but they definitely didn't look like the better team, and T. Hodge didn't even play.
Yeah, and Blackman did run the ball down the throat in the first half, but the Maryville just run down the throat the whole game.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop them. And then, like you say, the best player didn't play, so, you know, I just give your hats off to Maryville, boy. They beat the crap out of them. Much I was saying, sorry, I can't sugarcoat it.
Well, Philly, props to you for calling in and just,
for owning
just
it.
Owning
I mean,
up
that, yeah.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then y'all try to sugarcoat Jaron Garantino this morning. You ain't learned your lesson yet.
I'm not going to go that far. I don't think we've tried to sugarcoat it.
Really?
We've said he's been the worst player on the team, top to bottom.
Philly, I'm more focused on the fact that, like, USC's got a true freshman quarterback that looked pretty good last week. He was 47th in this recruiting class, and Tennessee's got Brian Maurer, who, according to everything Jeremy Pruitt said and everything they're telling people, and as Houston mentioned, maybe they're lying, but Brian Maurer was 36 in that same class, and he's nowhere close, according to everything that's been said.
Nowhere close.
Nowhere close.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about that earlier, and you made that point, Nate. After hearing that, I just don't see any hope at all for this regime here. If you're depending on Jaron Garantano to turn this program around, then you might as well just go ahead and take your buyout and go somewhere else.
Well, I think it was you the other day on the drive. You said the big question is going to be, can Harrison Bailey turn around an entire program? But at this rate, they're not going to hold it together enough and to even find out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
he won't have a chance.
Well, if they don't win tomorrow, they're not going to win a game the whole year.
That's true.
I mean, I don't see it. Do you?
No.
Well, there's no – I mean,
they could.
They could suddenly get, you know, lightning in a bottle. But, yeah, but if they were to lose tomorrow, there's no way you can go into any game
– Yeah, you're not favored
until you've won one and pick a W.
And I don't – everybody keeps saying, oh, he's safe for next year. Well, if he throws up anything less than 4-8, I don't see how you can keep him.
I don't see how you should keep him if he's 2-10. I mean – 3-9.
What about 3-9? I mean,
depends on how they go. I mean, it you know, I don't know. If you're competitive with a bunch of games, then they might feel like they have to. I mean, I would fire him at 3-9.
Well, you know, maybe they'll get hot in November and win 3 and beat Vanderbilt. Then I can say, I guess you can save grace and say, we've got Harrison Bailey on the way.
Yeah, you're getting better, right? They'd say that.
But I'm like you. If you don't have a guy that's anywhere near as good as Jaron Tarnari on your roster, then you're putting an awful lot of pressure on Harrison Bailey next year.
Yeah, I mean, that means you pick the wrong guys to recruit and sign,
and
you couldn't develop them once you got them.
Yeah. And when's basketball start? Pretty soon?
Pretty soon. You know where Jaden Springer is today, Philly?
He's at Tiger High, isn't he?
Yep.
Oh, God.
He's in Memphis right now.
Well, I'm not really that worried about it. I think he's a lock to come here. But
they got that FedEx money, man.
They do, but he's got a better path of playing time. I mean, Memphis is loaded with players.
That's true. They are.
And Penny Hardaway, what's he going to do with all his egos? And he's going to run some people off to keep the talent line flowing. He ain't I don't think he's as good as Coach Kyle Perry as much as I, you know, cut Kyle Perry down. Kyle Perry knows how to, you know, clean the roster and then, you know, get a new one. Of course, the Rat Boys got good in the last few years, too, except he hadn't done nothing with since in a while, has he? What's Rat Boy done lately?
Dave, you got a thought on Rat Boy?
Rat Boy update?
He was,
They got new jerseys.
Did they get new shoes?
He wasn't listening to the show. It's fine.
Sorry. I was trying to get some stuff done behind the scenes.
He was asking why Coach K can recruit and not win titles.
We're going to have a pregame show tomorrow. Titles. Y'all's going to take a day off tomorrow.
They doing Tennessee tailgate tomorrow?
They'll be at leaderboard from 10 until 11 tomorrow.
What, Rick? Fabulous Rick Butler and Brandon? Is that who's going to be?
Fast Rick and Brandon
Rick
O.
Rick and Brandon will be out there. And then Davey and Billy on the voluntary action tomorrow.
With Weston running the
ball.
Wow.
WB on the board.
I tell you what, Billy's very impressive in person. He's more impressive in person than he is on the air. You know what?
Thank you, Philly.
I think y'all need to get a room, Phil.
Hey, Philly, what do you think about a Philly and Billy basketball?
Oh, you're already hung up
and by a man. Man, wow.
Said see ya.
Oh, I missed
yeah,
the
you
see
didn't
ya.
Hear that
I missed
either.
The see
yeah.
ya. All right, we were talking during the break about no one knows basketball recruiting like Philly, and second to that might be Billy, and I was just thinking a Philly and Billy round ball discussion weekly during basketball season might be the way to go. Mm-hmm.
I was looking at it's not a way too early now, but an early top 25 for college basketball. Tennessee, they did not have them there. Florida's fourth.
Yep. That Kerry Blackshear addition moved them to some algorithm, had them as now the best roster in the country.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about next year, but if you keep Josiah Jordan James and Springer signs and you keep the 2020 class with Walker and Keon Johnson, Tennessee will be ranked one or two preseason.
One or two preseason.
No, I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, they
Well, you're guaranteed to have Plavsic back by then,
exactly.
Even if he doesn't get cleared.
Victor
so you've got a 7-foot guy. You've got Victor Bailey, who's played a lot at Oregon, and I think he's a really good player. I've watched some of his highlights. I don't know what his deal was at Oregon, but when he got minutes, he was good.
Yeah,
like really, really good.
Defender.
If they can get a couple power forwards, you know, and maybe like one true center-esque player. Of course, apparently Zach Kent's been bombing in a good way. I'm just saying.
Okay. I hope
he's eligible.
And
he's like 7 foot tall.
It's hard
to
believe.
You haven't seen him yet.
I know.
Okay, well then just take the info for face value. Don't poo-poo.
We so poo-poo. You
Tennessee football, poo-poo. Hey, so we ain't never going to lose them. They so poo-poo.
That's what Vandy needs to say.
I miss being able to trash talk at all.
Yeah.
Michigan State was number one. Kansas, two. Kentucky, three. Florida, four.
Michigan State's one?
Yeah. Louisville, fifth.
Yeah,
Cassius Winston
came back. Yeah,
I still thought they lost a couple other people.
Duke's at six, Oregon seventh, North Carolina eighth.
Is that
Gonzaga
high for Duke
ninth,
at six? You think they're going to be that good?
And 10 in Maryland. I think they'll be good. They're not going to be near as good as they were last year. Hmm. But they're two shots away from being in the Final Four back-to-back years.
They'll probably be better because Coach K will actually coach next year.
Just get the ball to Zion.
Oh, he's not here, Coach.
Oh, dang it. That's why I skipped the Olympics.
Trey Jones came back.
Or the USA national team.
I'm looking forward to watching Matthew Hurt. He's basically like a clone of
Ryan Kelly. Okay,
but we'll speaking of basketball,
we'll come back
UT,
with more
did
later.
Did you see USA basketball?
Yeah, they stink.
They dropped another one to what, Serbia?
Yeah, we play the 7th place consolation game today against
Poland?
Poland. Yeah.
I hear Poland stuff.
Good sausage. I wanted to talk about that. I just feel like that might be too far.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know.
Who was it before?
The Miami Heat's arena name.
Sorry, we started the podcast on time for those of you who are like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Yeah the Miami
Amway?
Heat. Was it Amway?
That might be Orlando.
No. It was American Airlines.
American That's Airlines says okay. they are not renewing the sponsorship of the
arena
for the Heat. And a pornographic website has decided that Bang Bros is going to put up $15 million.
$10
million for the naming rights.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think they've accepted the deal. But
I hope they don't. But if no one else matches the 10, yikes. How do you turn that down?
Why do you hope they don't?
I mean,
it's got a nice ring to it.
The BBC?
Yeah.
The Bang Bros Center.
Okay.
We already got a BBC. That's over in Britain.
Yeah. They're, the news channel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on. This is why we couldn't. We just shouldn't have done that.
Just read the story.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
I mean, I don't.
It's a family show, man.
Okay.
It's a family show. We are.
Pornhub Arena? No.
Davey.
See, that doesn't have the same ring. Bang Bros can be like.
I do think like Smash Brothers. Like, I think like Mario or something.
What if you have two big guys? They're like.
Bash Brothers.
Yeah.
That's happening. Like, that's a thing.
Banging it's down good. Low in the paint. Like, Bang Bros.
It's a different bang. It's a different.
I'm saying you can. They're correlating.
This is what's taking off the rails. You can't break it down like that.
Remember when he mentioned the BYU's quarterback's mom as a?
Yeah. I did not.
He did.
And then what happened? He beat us on that throw because you called his mother a porn star.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You called her a cougar.
No, y'all we were talking about.
No,
that.
We were discussing a.
So then I said, "Did you happen to see how pretty she was?"
Oh my god!
That's how that conversation
Billy,
went.
But you were going to the Cougar Town tailgate.
That's because the BYU's mascot is cougars.
I'm aware. I am aware. You know, we were talking basketball for a second. Philly mentioned Duke. Davey was asleep. But did you see that Gilbert Arenas totally ratted out Duke on Instagram yesterday?
I did. I saw that.
Did you see that, Dave?
No.
Yep.
So, it's Gilbert Arenas.
I mean, I put it in the show rundown. I'm not sure why you didn't see it.
Stephen A. Smith said something along the lines of, you know, here's why we can't pay college athletes for their likeness, da 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 da. And then Gilbert Arenas replied and said, this is America, and every school you named, those players get paid way more anyway. You really think players are going to Duke without being paid over Kentucky? I know two players in the last 5 years that's gotten at least $200,000 to attend Duke. 100, Emoshi.
Good for them. They did release that they did not find that Zion was paid any money by Nike.
I mean, they launder the money, man. They're not going to stroke him a check on Nike.
Oh, I agree that they get paid, but I'm like, Duke is so smart that they're not going to get caught.
Gotcha. Mm. Duke is
that's
so
actually
smart.
The best point you've ever made, Davey. Didn't say much, but congrats.
Yeah, congrats to you. Man, you can dish it. You just can't take it, can you?
What are you talking about?
You guys
what I just said.
You guys still have beef over this fantasy football.
No, I'm good. I'm set. Big games of the weekend. Is there anything that's really got your attention besides tonight? It is kind of a bad weekend. Not the greatest football matchup weekend for sure.
I mean, the big.
Like, does Pitt at Pittsburgh do it, or excuse me, Pitt at Penn State do anything for you?
No. Davey mentioned the last time South Carolina hosted Alabama, they won the game. And Alabama was number one in the country at that point. But that was Steve Spurrier and Marcus Lattimore and Alshon Jeffery and a bunch of other NFL guys.
35-21.
It ain't happening.
South Carolina's actually won 3 out of the past 5 games against Alabama.
Wow. What a record.
Two of those games came before Saban, though,
like
right?
The Shula days, yeah.
Yeah.
USC and BYU. I think I'll tune into that one.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, Iowa at Iowa good. State.
No.
Two undefeated teams, Arizona State.
Do you have
State,
Iowa
Michigan
as a playoff team now?
I do.
Is that one worry you? Iowa at Iowa State? Iowa State's always a tough place to play.
I mean, they're a top 25 program.
Who?
Iowa.
Right.
Is that and where, Iowa State's ranked, too, aren't they?
Is that
they?
Where college no. game day is?
I think so. You guys haven't mentioned the game I'm most excited to see yet, though.
Tonight, Washington State versus Houston?
Nope. Close second. Florida at Kentucky.
9-point line. In favor of the Gators, of course.
What's intriguing about that matchup?
I just we haven't seen Florida play a real opponent in forever, it feels like. They have to go on the road first time. They lost this game last year, and it really wasn't because of Kentucky's offense. So I want to see Florida's offense versus Kentucky's defense. I know Florida will probably win the game because of the other matchup.
Mm.
I don't think Kentucky will be able to score very much. But I just – in fact, I may just rewatch the game.
Down to 8.5. Excuse me. 8.5.
I may only watch Florida offense versus Kentucky defense and just fast forward through the other part, you know, when the matchup flips.
I had 31 years of history on my side last year.
Was that ice pants? No, that was the next one.
I don't remember what the punishment was.
Do we think Davey can go? Wait, would we call it 12-0 if he gets punished every week, or 0-12?
0-12.
0-12.
So he's 0-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're 1-1, and you're 2-0 so far.
Correct.
Do we think Davey can go 0-12? 2-10. What do you think?
What if Davey is Tennessee?
Can Davey have a worse record than Tennessee this year?
It's a good question.
Is that possible?
Should we be rooting for Davey to draw positive helmets?
What if he draws Tennessee? Then we'll really know it's.
Or I could put out an offer. Like if I was to be like, yeah, I'll take South Carolina.
Okay.
Deal.
I was actually going to take UTC, but.
Can't do that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not SEC.
Would you take helmet. Kentucky?
No.
That's a better matchup than South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Better chance.
I mean, I'm not actually going to pick this week. We're just hypothetically throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Kentucky and South Carolina are the only two SEC teams that you don't want.
Mm. Maybe Tennessee.
Mississippi State's got to play TCU.
I thought they played Kansas State.
What else?
TCU. They're purple teams. 7-point favorite.
Purple teams. Purple mixed teams. Up, yep. I guess.
That's fair.
Purple team.
I'll allow it.
Kansas State. Okay.
And then Arkansas, Colorado State.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Yeah, not a lot of good games this weekend.
That one will make you sweat.
Yeah, Brad asked, who wins first, me or the Vols?
How about Florida State at Virginia? Virginia now 25th in the country.
They're
going to start 1-2 down in Tallahassee?
There was no Thursday night game on last night, and people were putting on the pictures of the night Virginia beat Florida State. It's the first ACC game Florida State ever lost.
Really?
They went like a year and a half without losing an ACC game once they got in the conference. Oh, I remember like it was yesterday.
One of the best Thursday night games I remember was when West Virginia went down and beat Miami when Miami was pretty good, and they just ran all over Miami. It was unreal. It felt like I was in the Twilight Zone watching that. It didn't feel like it could be happening.
What is the weird deal with ACC teams playing each other, but it's not a conference game? Somehow I missed this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what?
There's like two ACC teams playing each other, but it doesn't count as a conference game.
I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can our Alabama game every year just not count as a conference game? I'd be okay with that.
I mean, they haven't added anybody, like, because unless it's a way where it's not a conference game in football, but it is in basketball, because
maybe that was it. I don't know. People were complaining about the Notre Dame game this week.
Oh, okay, because Notre Dame is an ACC school in basketball, right, but they are not in football.
No. They were complaining the Notre Dame game counts, but the other one, some other one doesn't. I was really confused. I don't know. I'll figure that
really?
Out. Come back.
That doesn't make a lot of sense at all.
No.
So enjoy your weekend, because there's not a ton of great football. Well, Sunday you get the NFL,
yeah,
which is going to be a pretty good slate, seems like. What time do the Titans kick off, Davey?
1. Or noon if you're in Central Standard Time.
Fair enough.
It was 1995, Florida State. They I think he even ran a direct snap to work done trying to win it, and he got stopped right at the goal line.
Was it a Thursday night that Georgia Tech beat Florida State when Aguayu got his field goal blocked and returned for a touchdown? Was that a Thursday night game?
I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember if that was Saturday night or
it was like
Thursday
a
night.
It was like a 60-yarder. So he had to kick it kind of low. Georgia Tech blocked it, picked it up, scoop and score.
Nate, so it's Wake Forest versus North Carolina will meet in a non-conference game.
Ah.
They're both ACC teams. It says...
That's tonight. It's 6, right?
Yeah, tonight. Officials felt ACC schools located about 80 miles apart in the same state should not go 7 years without playing each other because of scheduling issues created by the expansion. So they're doing something they've never done before, even in Power 5 conferences. The school scheduled a couple of games against each other that won't count in ACC standings. And the first matchup is Friday night.
Tobacco Road.
So it'll be like if Tennessee said, you know what, I think we need to play Auburn a little more frequently. Let's just schedule some Auburn games that don't count in the SEC schedule.
Yeah, or Arkansas. Yeah.
Ole Miss, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Teams we can beat would be great.
Yeah. You'd rather go on the road to Ole Miss than to Oklahoma, right?
Vandy twice. That'd be cool.
Would it
schedule another another Vanderbilt game for early in the season?
All right, jerks. Not lately, but
we do a home and home of Vandy. One counts for the conference record; the other doesn't.
The one we win, if we win one, counts as the conference game, and the other doesn't.
Put that in the fine print. Hope they don't read it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
it's a good plan by you, Houston. Yeah. All right, we'll come back.
Finesse them sometime.
We got lots to get to. Hour three, Survivor picks, all that jazz coming up. You might get nervous.
Nope.
Yeah, I suck at this.
I suck at this.
This segment brought to you by Alumni Hall and AlumniHall.com. Follow them on Twitter at AlumniHallUT. We're going to draw our SEC Survivor helmets. This segment.
Power.
Who goes first? I got to go first.
You're up first.
You're up first.
Oh, buddy boy.
Want to do a rundown?
How are you feeling? You feeling good about it?
Yeah, I'll do a rundown. No. In fact, I hate these weeks where it should be easy to survive worse, because if it's a tough week and I get a bad team, I'm like, well, it was a tough week.
Yep.
But if I, like, draw a team this week.
We drew an audience for this one. Brandon Orrick poking his head up against the window, wanting to see who's
most popular.
Like you said in week one.
I think maybe.
Second most.
Yeah.
Safest.
People love the Vol for Life.
Yeah, like you said in week one, Nate. Oh, it's an easy week to survive, and I pick Vandy.
And down goes Billy.
Yep.
I got upset. You knew you were getting beat. I was like, I got a good chance.
You're
like
20-9, going into
the fourth. Here we go. All right. And then
Sam Howell.
All hell breaks loose.
Former UT, want to come here and play quarterback guy, ripped your heart out. Georgia hosts Arkansas State at noon o'clock, ESPN2. Kansas State travels to Mississippi State. That's a payback game for, I think that was last year, Davis Wade Stadium. I guess that's an 11 o'clock. Ooh, Mississippi State could be sleepwalking through that one.
Badly. I mean, it's bad time for both teams. So
Chattanooga at Tennessee, of course. And then at 3:30, Alabama rolls into Columbia, South Carolina, where the last time that happened, they were number one in the nation and went down to Stephen Garcia. Stephen Achilles Garcia, Marcus Lattimore, Alshon Jeffrey, and that crew.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock, you got Southeastern Louisiana traveling to Ole Miss. Also at 4 o'clock, Mike Bobo and his 1-1 Colorado State Rams.
The traveling Rams of Colorado State.
At Razorback Stadium, taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Pig suey.
Kent State goes to Auburn at 7. 36-point favorites are the Tigers. Florida at Kentucky. 8.5-point favorites are the Gators on the road.
When's that game?
7 o'clock, ESPN.
Ooh, a night game in the Commonwealth. Look out.
Lamar takes on Texas A&M.
Texas A&M might hang 80.
Supposed to be 98 degrees at 7 o'clock, Kyle Field in College Station, Texas.
Big depth game.
Northwestern State rolls into Baton Rouge for a Saturday night in Death Valley. I'm sure that'll go great for the Devils of Northwestern State. And at 7:30, to wrap things up in SEC play, it's Southeast Missouri State at Missouri.
Big rivalry game there, in-state.
Now I'm getting nervous.
Oh.
It just hit me all of a sudden.
Yeah, it'll do that to you.
I don't know. Cue the music, Davey. Let's get it done.
Deep breath.
Power. I love how you feel like you have control over this.
Power.
You really have no, like, it really doesn't. Davey went with his second instinct the first week and then drew his first instinct the second week. Neither one worked.
No.
No. I was like, oh, this feels like a bad helmet. And I went and I got Texas A&M on feels my second guess.
Feels like a
guess.
Bad helmet. I wish we could know what the first helmet was.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty good.
It's probably just the other
the
Texas
The original
A&M
donut
helmet.
Coffee shop, regular flavor. Box is ready. Yeah, if you want to. Hodges, hand in the box. Helmet selection.
Does he have it? He does.
Uh-oh.
Looked white. Looked white.
Oh. Oh.
Kentucky.
Wildcats.
Let's go.
Not good, Bob.
Big Blue Hodges. Hey,
I know what's
going
to happen,
buddy.
They're going to be in it for a while, and I'm going to just start to get my hopes up, and then it's all going to come crashing down.
Yeah? You think that's what's going to happen?
I mean, it could be the second quarter. But.
Houston is reaching in,
all right,
lifting it high. He has his helmet, and...
Go Gators.
So somebody's going.
Somebody's got punished. Somebody will get punished.
Well,
unless we save ourselves.
That's unfortunate.
Houston got Florida.
Florida versus Kentucky.
How you feeling?
Better than you. better than you.
I felt good with that one last year.
It is a night game at the Crozier Stadium.
Crozier. Hudson, hand
in
the box.
That helmet?
And he gets Mississippi State.
Oh.
It's a battle.
It's been a rough week.
I have to sweat that
one
out.
Everybody's got at least something on the line here.
What's the line in that game, Dave?
I do not know. I'll look it up here in a second.
Please do. Very interested to know. So, Kentucky, Florida, Mississippi State on the block. Billy wore the shirt to match the box of helmets and Razorbacks.
Arkansas.
Everybody's
Razorbacks.
Everybody has a chance to lose in the easiest SEC Survivor Week
Colorado
of the season.
State is missing here.
Bobo!
I'm going to my bookie right now.
I'm not kidding.
They're like 17-point favorites, Billy. You got actually the best draw of anybody.
They're 9.5-point favorites.
Well, better than, still better than.
No, it's not. It's even better than Florida, actually.
Yeah. Wait, what's the
Mississippi State's a 7-point favorite.
Oh wow. So yeah, good job, Billy. Nice work by you.
Oh yeah.
You, me, Davey, and then Nate.
Like I said,
is this the first time there's been a face-off? Like a direct.
No, we had one last year.
We did.
But I think it was a pretty obvious who was going to lose.
Right now, on
like Bama
my
and
bookie,
yeah. Vandy or something.
Mississippi State's a 7.5-point favorite.
Colorado State beat Arkansas last year, 34-27.
Preston Williams,
a lot of drama.
Was that last year?
Yes.
No, it was
that times that came
that was last
off.
Year.
That's when we had a huge. He might have had a huge game.
Oh, that Kansas State versus Mississippi State game is at noon.
Ooh.
We know how those road teams usually play on the nooners.
Can't wait to be sweating Florida, Kentucky at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. That'll be great. That'll be fantastic. Just really pumped about that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nate. Let's do your biggest blowout first.
Oh, goodness.
Florida, Kentucky, I know we're doing picks next, but that line's down to 8.
8 flat?
8 flat.
Man, it was at 9.5 yesterday. Late money coming in on the Cats. I don't like that. I don't like this, Nate. I don't like it at all.
There's no way.
2 years in a row?
No way.
No, you don't think
hasn't
so?
Hasn't happened since 1976-77.
Mark Stoops, she's not going to win that game. She's not going to
Man,
happen.
This was not a good draw for everybody.
No.
This was just, unfortunate, really. I mean, now that I think about it, like we said, it's kind of one of the easiest weeks and couldn't quite get it done.
You think I could make this into the box?
Probably not.
You didn't have
a little short.
If it had gotten close, I was going to swat it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Just a little short.
All right. Hodges' biggest blowout. You're up first.
Missed it by that.
I'll take Georgia over Arkansas State for the biggest blowout.
Okay. You want to do that in order, or does he do all three?
We've just been doing all three to make it go faster.
Fair
unless
enough.
You don't know, and that's we can just loop around.
What do you want to do? You want to pick it or you want to wait?
Keep going. Anybody can do.
I'll take LSU over Northwestern State.
It's a good pick.
Thank you.
I will also go with the Tigers of LSU. Billy?
I was going to go with A&M, but them coming off a loss to Clemson, I think they'll come out a little stale. I'm going to go with Georgia.
Okay.
Two Georgias, two LSUs.
Give me Kelly Bryant, and I'll go ahead and – well, let's do it, I guess. Kelly Bryant, most passing. Go ahead, Houston. Quarterback.
Tua – Tungvaloa of Alabama over South Carolina.
Okay, I'm also going to take Kelly Bryant.
And so am I.
And I'll take Scotty Phillips of Ole Miss.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting pick. I am going to take...
Ty Chandler.
Man, running backs are tough. I actually think I will take Ty Chandler.
Dang it.
You can take him.
You can take him.
I know, but...
I'm going to go with Scotty
Phillips. He might only get 4 carries, but he might have a buck 80.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what the rotation at running back looks like. Has there been any update on Tim Jordan, if he's going to be healthy?
I have not seen one, no. Okay. Nothing official, anyway.
And Billy, you're a rushing leader and will be good on...
DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
That was it was between Swift and Chandler. I just don't know how much time Swift's going to get, because they know they're going to win by a billion.
I'm hoping the Georgia backups continue to score for that biggest blowout.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
There's a lot of big blowouts
They did last
coming.
Week. They kept going. Kept scoring. That backup quarterback looked pretty good. Is there one more pick of anything we have to make right now before the
right
break?
Right now, no.
Okay.
We come back with the against the spread picks and Tennessee predictions.
All right, we'll do that on the flip side. Stick with us. Final segment of the program. Back at you next. Final segment of the day of the week right here on 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Billy Willifer, we appreciate you tuning in today. We'll be back Monday with you, of course. Breaking it all down, Chattanooga, Tennessee, noon kickoff. Noon at Neyland. No, Neyland at noon. Something like that. If you want to go to the game, there's plenty of tickets available.
This is true.
Yep. Yep.
Sad, but true.
Sad, but true.
Horrible draws by us.
That was brutal.
What's the line in your game, Billy?
9.5.
Okay.
Could we got beat last year.
Could we have picked four different teams any worse? No, we didn't get South Carolina.
That would have been the worst one.
Yeah. Okay.
Vanderbilt's on a bye.
Yeah. Then I went Kentucky. Great.
You got 1 year of history in your favor.
It's true. Didn't Davey draw Florida? Yeah, he drew Florida last year.
Yeah, had 31 lost. Years of history on my side.
And they lost.
Revenge game for me and my Gators.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Cut that out of the podcast.
Still on the waiver wire.
Yeah, they're going to stay there. They're going to stay there. Houston's I don't know, a big Gators. Win big win this weekend. Might have to pick them up. That offense starts clicking. Look out. Defense is nasty. Defense is nasty. So apparently today at UTC, a water main broke and all classes are canceled. So that's going to give all the students, faculty, and fans plenty of time to head up I-75 and get to Knoxville.
That's an hour and a half drive. I'm like.
Like I said, plenty of time. Now they can come party on the strip all night.
They're going to be rowdy.
Rowdy.
Well, speaking of tonight.
Rowdy Mox.
It's Washington State at Houston. In NRG Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The Cougars are, what line do we have locked that?
Minus nine for Washington State. Who's up first this week?
Nate.
Is it the same as the draw?
Yeah, we'll go in a clockwise order.
Like always.
Yeah. Nate, you're up. Washington State neutral site game against the Cougs.
No. That's where they play.
Hmm?
Houston.
They play at NRG?
I thought so.
I thought they had an outdoor stadium.
Yeah, they do have an outdoor stadium.
Okay. But it's not neutral. It's in Houston.
I mean, it's neutral as in it's not their home field.
Okay.
I mean, Georgia plays in Atlanta. It's technically a neutral site. I don't know what the ticket breakdown is, but it's not a home game. Houston.
It's just a bigger stadium, I guess, because it's a bigger game.
Possibly.
All right. Listen, I hope Mike Leach goes undefeated and makes the playoff. I'm picking Houston against the spread, though. That quarterback looks pretty good. I don't know much about Washington State. Give me Dana Holgorsen getting the Cougs ready to play. I think Washington State wins a close one.
I'll take Washington State to cover the 9. I think it'll be about 10-13-ish.
I'm also going with my boy Mike Leach.
Swing your sword.
And team.
Washington State has scored 58 and 59 points in the first 2 weeks of the season, and Anthony
Gordon
is completing 81% of his passes.
Yeah.
I think I think Washington State will win by 10 to 14 points.
Stole my line there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Game two is
right.
Bama.
This is my part, Houston.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we just.
Well, now that we actually have the games ahead of time, I guess I was just. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. You got your second-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide going to Columbia to face South Carolina. We locked it in at Bama, favored by 26. Houston, you're up first.
Oh, it's a pinging system here? Okay.
Yeah. The way it's always been.
Bama.
Okay.
It's a big number.
I'm very curious to see what happens.
I almost picked their
backup
running back as my leading rusher.
South Carolina is having to start Ryan Helinski. This will be his first career start. It's also going up against probably the best defense.
Second career start.
Oh, yeah, he did start. Sorry. Yeah, he came in
first
for the
SEC
first
start.
Game. So... I think it being at South Carolina, they're going to be able to hang in for a bit. Bama's going to pull away, and it's going to be close to that line. But I'm going to take the Gamecocks to cover. They'll get beat by about 25.
I mentioned this earlier. South Carolina's won 3 of the past 5 matchups against the Tide. However, Bama's defense is only allowing 223 yards per game. And their closest road game last season was a 29-0 victory against LSU. Bama covers with ease.
I disagree completely.
Oh, boy. South Carolina Hodges coming out. Here we go. Low Ryan, country Nate.
Call me Helinski Hodges over here. He's better than Jake Bentley. I watched him last week on replay. He'll actually pull the trigger. And what's the only way you score on Alabama? You got to have a quarterback that will put the ball up against man coverage. And it might not be Alshon Jeffrey, but they do have Bryan Edwards, who played a lot better with Helinski at quarterback than Jake Bentley. Alabama win, but I got South Carolina and the points. I think it'll be in that 20-24 range, about three scores. But I think they hang in. I think South Carolina scores enough to cover.
Third game. This one actually, we got a lot riding on this one for this week.
A lot riding on this one, big one.
The 9th-ranked Florida Gators are heading to Kroger Field to face the Kentucky Wildcats.
Kroger.
Florida, we locked in with 8 points.
8 points?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're up.
That's right. I am up. Give me the Gators. I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
Sawyer Smith, transfer quarterback from Troy, playing against the, I would say, the nation's best pass rushing defense in the Gators. I think Florida wins big.
Does he double down or does he split the difference?
I have a bad feeling that Kentucky's going to make this close, that they're going to cover the spread, but Florida still wins, which would make me be punished and get this pick wrong. Having said all that, I'll take Florida to cover, but I don't have a good feeling about it. Mark Stoops is just good enough to lose by 7.
It's fair, actually. I think it's a pretty good point by you.
I think you should push Houston.
I've thought about it. But there's no stakes on one, so I'll take the Gators.
All right.
Yeah.
Put Houston down for Florida.
We're all riding and dying with that one. The fourth game, the 5th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. We're headed to UCLA to face the Fighting Chip Kellys. Talk about being on a hot seat. Oklahoma favored by 24.
Free tickets to season ticket holders at UCLA for this one. For free.
Jalen Hurts is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, Heisman. Especially in the Oklahoma offense. And the defense is playing much better now. UCLA's
Grinch.
Yeah, UCLA's too young to contend. Oklahoma covers the high number.
They might win by 40.
I can't believe this number's not higher. Am I crazy
way.
Here? Yep. I mean, UCLA is awful.
They're bad.
They're awful.
They're bad.
I like how on the game thing, players to watch. For passing, the leader, Jalen Hurts, of course, 34-41, 591 yards and 6 touchdowns. Leading rusher going into this game, Jalen Hurts, 24 carries, 223 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oklahoma's going to win this game by 30-plus.
Agree. Sooners.
Same. I kind of wanted to give us one where I figured, like, hey, we can all kind of help out our overall records a little bit.
You should have gone UCLA. Well, if you think it's that easy, maybe I should change.
See? See?
Good point by you.
That's where we're at.
All right.
And finally,
the one we're dying to pick.
The Tennessee Volunteers are looking to finally get a win on the season schedule, and they will be facing the Chattanooga Mocs. Tennessee favored by 28.
28?
And I guess, yeah. I did see if it helps you with your score, again, the over-under was around 51, if you're wanting to go there. I personally don't believe they'll score that much, but Nate, you're up first. I know. I'm just talking while Nate's thinking.
Tennessee, 34. Chattanooga, 10. They don't cover, but it's not close. I think it'll be that kind of game. It'll be boring. People will hate it, but at the end of the day, they'll be like, okay, at least we're back on track, got some things done. At least one other quarterback plays at some point, maybe late, maybe just hands the ball off a lot. That's the way I think it's going to go.
Bounce back game for the Vols after a heartbreak against BYU. 45. No. No, no, no. 48. 13. Big Orange. Put it in the W column.
Give me the Mocs. Losing to Tennessee 37-10.
A cover for the Mocs, though.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say Chattanooga covers 38-14.
All right.
Who's your MVP pick for the weekend? You got one? Could this be the game that Eric Gray finally gets into the end zone with a long run? Or do you go with the hot hand of Jennings, Chandler?
Roman Harrison and his two sacks.
Did you shotgun a truly during what? Roman Harrison and two sacks?
Yeah.
That's veins on veins.
What?
It's just a really out there, rando.
I was just looking for something outside the box.
Very random pick.
Josh Palmer with two touchdowns.
Come on, Billy.
You guys are drunk. I'll take Chandler. I think he cracks 150 again, finds the end zone a time or two. Probably I'm going to take Chandler with over 150 rushing and over 50 receiving.
Give me Jennings again. He's the only one who knows how to play football, it seems like. So.
My first-round draft pick of the MVP race.
I would love to see the backup quarterback and take my MVP, but I don't think I'll be able
this
to.
This is just for this game, that. So it's very possible that JG stinks, and in comes Maurer or Shrout, and just
two touchdowns to Palmer. There you go.
Or Jennings. Or Chandler. A couple screen passes.
Don't forget, Chandler's my guy.
Yeah, he's my guy this week.
How do you just like invented a weekly game just out of the blue? Put us on the spot.
This is matchup specific, not season long.
Okay.
Remember the guy who took JG after I told him, hey, we don't want to take quarterbacks.
No, trust me.
That's your guy. Big time.
Looking forward to Monday.
The Blitz is next. Billy, Davey got you covered.
Voluntary reaction. Too, yeah.
Tennessee tailgate, 10 to 11 tomorrow on the strip at Leaderboard. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio, and have a great weekend.